My name is Jasmine.
My name is Jessica Douglas.
My name is Isabella.
I am lucky enough to be at one. This is not my first female run business, but this is by far my favorite and the best one I've been to. It's definitely like a family vibe. We all get along really great. I feel like we have a lot of love and support for one another, and it doesn't just feel like a job. It kind of feels like more of a collective and like a community.
Yeah, I mean, I feel very lucky to have what we've built together. You know, I think that I've surrounded myself with people who make up for my weaknesses, and we are all very strong, capable women of many different talents, and I think we come together to create a pretty dynamic force. I think it's pretty cool to be able to build such a female dominant workplace, because it's oftentimes not what you find. And although we love men and they're great in their own ways, but I think that the female leadership can often be more heartfelt and caring. I think that that's definitely the environment that we create here.
I can make my own time. Like, I can make up time if I need to. I'm not on anybody else's schedule. I have a lot of womanly problems sometimes that I can self-care, and I don't have to ask anybody else about that, so, or talk about that. It's, you know, it's all on me, and I love that.
Well, it's a small company. It's a small business, and it's locally owned, so I have a lot of access to not only the CEO, but my coworker as well. It's very equal. I feel very welcome to just voice my opinion and talk about how I want to change things, and it's taken into consideration right away, so I don't feel like there's any inequality at all, which is great.
I mean, I get to work with other women, which is really great. I've so far felt pretty safe and comfortable.
So, on the flip side, have you ever worked at a place that was notoriously bad for women? What made it problematic in your experience?
Yes, I feel like probably every woman could say yes to that question. I've worked at many restaurants where, you know, there's sexual tension that can lead to flirting, but also there's unwanted flirting. And, you know, I've had a guy come up and make out with my ear in the middle of service one time when I wasn't expecting it. You know, and like, I think here, even though we are all, you know, it's female-led business and we are strong, capable women, we still have, every year we get our Christmas trees delivered and someone asks to make sure that there's a man there to help unload it. And it's like, we've got it. Even though we're all women, we can still unload a truck full of stuff. So, you know, there's constantly things that we're running into, even in this environment we've built.
I got a really good one. my very first job ever, I worked at a hair salon run by two older men that were brothers, and they were like super sexist and misogynistic and had their own bathroom that we weren't allowed to use because there were like porn magazines in it. Yeah. And I worked there from like 16 to like 18, and it was mostly women that worked there, and then there were them two as your bosses, and they just like always talked about our appearance and like always asked us if we were going on like hot dates, and like it was really uncomfortable for me, especially because I was a teenager.
Necessarily a place, but more of a situation. So outside of my 9 to 5, I'm a DJ, which is a very male dominated industry, and as a female identifying person who's also queer, there's like an extra level to that of like, do I want to try and work in the, you know, club scene where it's just a lot of street people going cuckoo on the weekends, or do I want to build my own location and party and stuff like that? So starting up, it was really difficult because I wasn't taken as seriously. I was once told, this is my favorite quote, you only a DJ because you want pictures taken of you. And back at the time, I was much more femme, so I could see how they could project that, but very unfair and very sexist. And so I just started working really hard, getting very good at what I did, studying and working. And now I throw my own party, so I'd be my own boss, essentially. So I created my own workspace that's safe, and I can provide safe spaces for other people like me to come and party and be able to do that on their own, too.